2023 Prophetic School is here. It's a place where you hear God's voice clearly. So, get set for an encounter. Ministry, Pastor Benga Shafe, be blessed as you listen.
The ministry of prophetic angels. The ministry of prophetic angels. Now, growing up, you know, as a believer, nobody ever told me that there was such a thing as prophetic angels. You know, I never knew. in fact, the impression I got was that angels really interfered, you know, with what we did on this part of eternity. All right, so I never really thought about it until it dawned on me that there were angels in the scripture who taught men spiritual things. You will see an angel will appear to Daniel and will begin to explain the visions that he was having, you know, or Ezekiel, you know, and some of these other prophets. They will see things, and they will see angels that will appear beside them like men and will begin to explain to them what exactly they were seeing. Some of these angels were extremely very deep. So I began to query this matter. And then shortly after then, in my research, I began to experience or listen to some men of God who had experienced the ministry of prophetic angels. So that's what I want to share with you very briefly in about 15 minutes. Let me start from the book of Luke chapter 1 and from verse 26 to 31. It's a long read, so I won't read it, but the summary of that chapter is that Angel Gabriel came to Mary bringing a divine message of the birth of Christ to Mary. Now, look at the quality of that revelation or that information that was being given. All right? This was a prophetic word. This was a prophetic word. It was not some fancy revelation. It was something that was big in the heart of God. And the Lord asked an angel to bring that message. And the angel was speaking to Mary and telling her how she was favored of God and how that God was going to use her as a vessel to bring the Messiah into the world. And they started having that conversation until the angel left. Prophetic angels are saddled with the task of bringing the mind of God, revelation knowledge, to us. So every time you saw an angel coming to deliver a message, a prophecy, those are prophetic angels. Hallelujah. Those are prophetic angels. They are not your regular kind. All right? They are different from the warfare angels. They are also different from ministering spirits. Ministering spirits are sent to serve you. Prophetic angels come with a clear message from the Lord. And you find that in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 down. Now, there's one other thing I need to share with you here. In the case of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 10, reading from verse 1, maybe you probably have to read all the way down to the 10th verse or so. In Daniel chapter 10. In the case of Daniel, Daniel was fasting. He had been fasting for 3 weeks. So, towards the end of that fast, he had an angelic visitation. And I want you to be jealous because these guys were not born again. These guys were, according to the scriptures, they are all lower in ranking to John the Baptist. But when you see some of the encounters they had and some of the experiences that you are almost asking, so where are all these things? Is it that, oh, Jesus came and then nobody is having these things again? This guy fasted for 21 or 20 something days and he had an angelic an angelic visitation that came. All right? And the angel began to speak to him extensively about the mind of God. If you read Matthew chapter 24 and verse 31, the scripture says, and he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds. Prophetically, the trumpet, when you see a trumpet in your visions, represents a prophetic sound, represents a clear-cut direction. The scripture says, if the trumpet does not give a certain sound, who shall prepare himself for battle? So the trumpet is a declaration of a clear sound. It may be the sound of a call to battle. It may be a sound calling you to rejoicing. So in the last day, there will be clear sounds like that of a trumpet. Hallelujah. Look at Exodus 23:20. Say, for behold, I will send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place that I have prepared. How will the angel do that if he's not talking or communicating with you? Angels can walk at the background, but they can also at times communicate with us clearly. I remember when I said this story several times. When I wrote my exams and I was preparing to go into the university, I was scared because, of course, you know, the exams way back, you know, I don't know how it is now, but way back in Nigeria, they were very tough. And in fact, having a good score really does not guarantee that you're going to get a placement at the university. So, the results were about to be released, and then I had a vision. It was a night vision. So I saw myself having, I was sitting under a tree with an angel. But this angel, I recognized him to be the angel that walked with me, like a guardian angel. He looked like a man. He looked like really like another person, but I was able to discern him. And while we were walking around and just having a chat, then I looked into the skies because it was very dark. And I saw this lightning flash and a lightning bolt. Like the split of a second, it cut through the darkness. And then this light, you know, just landed in front of me and this other angel. And everywhere looked like it was broad daylight. It was as though the darkness, you know, vanished instantly. And the angel looked at me. And I shielded my eyes from his light. And then he spoke to me in a language I did not understand. But the way I was taught in our fellowship way back, that speaking in other tongues is the standard language in the spirit. So I spoke back to the angel in other tongues. You know, this was in the 90s. Then the angel left me alone, walked across to the other angel and shook his hand, and they started chatting. I was wondering what that was all about. And all of a sudden, it took off into the air. And then there was sudden darkness again. And then the other angel with me asked me and said, do you understand what he said to you? And I said, no. He said, the Lord has determined that you will be going to the university and that your results was good and that you passed. I was so excited. I was so excited. Like, at least I was going to be free from, you know, having to sit at home for close to about 2 years plus and finally go to school. The Lord told me by in that revelation through an angel, you see, because the angel came with a message. I'm not talking about you seeing an angel that is just trying to eat some granite or something. No, I'm saying the angel comes with a message. All right? Those are prophetic angels. They will talk to you. They will talk to you, and sometimes you can also talk back to them. When the results came out, it was below the cutoff mark. And yeah, I was thinking, but I thought, I mean, a complete glorious angel came all the way down here to tell me, men and brethren, it was that same result that got me into the university. They just announced that they brought the cutoff. They brought it down. That was all. As far as God was concerned, I passed. I went into school. After 4 years, I graduated. Angels can aid your ministry. Angels can support your ministry. And you are blessed if you have an experience or you have a direct relationship with the prophetic angels that are assigned to your ministry. In Acts chapter 8, verse 26, it was an angel of the Lord that appeared to Philip and said, go towards the south. All right? An angel appeared to him and gave him direction. And it was that encounter that led him to meet with the utopian eunuch, who later became a Christian. Now, two people I would like to talk about, Papa Egan. All right, Papa Egan. Papa Egan is one man that has been blessed with the ministry of angels. In fact, there's one of the accounts where he wrote in his book that the Lord Jesus had appeared to him with one of his angels. And at some point, our Lord Jesus kept quiet and said, the angel had a message for Papa Egan. I mean, Papa Egan was like, but Jesus, you are here. You might just, you know, tell me. He said, no, this guy has the message. And the angel began to prophesy about the next season that was upon his life and ministry. Don't look down on the ministry of angels. A lot of people have done that to their own peril. I am not talking about worshiping angels, which some people do. Some churches do it. They honor angels. We are not asked to honor angels. We are laborers in the same vineyard. All things are yours, said the Lord. All things are yours, including the ministry of angels. Some of you will be shocked when you see a real angel. They don't look anything like what you watch in those movies you like. Most angels don't even have wings. You'll be shocked to hear that. And there's no time to explain that one now, to prove it. But you just take your time. Look at almost all the encounters where angels came to man. They didn't have wings, almost all of them. Except where Isaiah, you know, saw the seraphs and, you know, with two wings they flew, with two wings they... And seraphs are not just even the regular angels. They are higher class of spirits. They are seraphs, they are cherubims, the burning ones, they are different categories. Then you have the general angels, you know, and so on and so forth. You have angels that bring worship. If you've ever seen the worship in heaven, you will never do the, you will never take anything less. You will not settle for anything less anymore. You will lose taste for all those musicians you have on your playlist. So Papa Egan had a great understanding of the ministry of angels. There's this other man, if you've ever read this book, if somebody can get it, or if not, I will get it and I will post it on the group. Angels on Assignment, Roland Bock. Very powerful book where a man's ministry was dramatically changed by visitations, regular visitations from angels. Go and read that material and see how angels were explaining the redemptive work of Christ to a pastor in Idaho in the US. You think you know the Bible? Wait till you see some angels. So we're going to get that book, Angels and Assignment. You can look, Google it. There are free copies online. Take your time, read that book. You'll be dazed. Those are prophetic angels. Then I want to talk about William Branham. Now, if you know William Branham, you are a lucky person. Unfortunately, I don't think there's any of us here who met him while he was alive. William Branham would preach. It was reputed that his messages were very boring. He was a prophet, but every time, if you ever had problems sleeping, if you had ever used Valium 5, Valium 10, and it didn't work, you go for a meeting where the guest speaker is William Branham. And I assure you, you will be fast asleep before you know it. That man was anointed to make people sleep. But for some reason, people continue to show up. Because that man had an unusual prophetic anointing. And that's what I was saying to you guys, that a man is not anointed simply because he's a fantastic speaker. That is it's an addition. A man is anointed because he is called of God. You might be called of God, but be a boring person. So you don't say, oh, I love listening to this apostle because, wow, every time I like listening, yeah, it's just a personal thing. There could be another apostle by the corner, less popular, who is even more anointed, but probably doesn't speak so well. So you must have spiritual eyes to discern who is who. William Branham was in that category. He wasn't really a very... He was a very petite person, you know, petite, very doesn't talk so much, very short, short man. But every time he continued to preach, at some point while he preached, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will come upon him. Then the angel of the Lord will come into the building. He prophesied with a prophetic angel. Oh my God. So the angel would talk to him and say, that person, his name is Joshua. He lives on the 54th Adewale Street, somewhere in Ikoyi. And then he will mention, it's as though he's just reading something from a paper or from a scroll. But is this a very strange experience? There's no record of William Branham ever missing a prophecy. Until when he started having problems doctrinally. Every time that angel will come to him and he would announce, every time the angel comes, he would say, the angel of the Lord is here. Madam, the woman in the red dress, you have cancer. The doctor, Dr. Murray, he will mention the name of the doctor that you spoke to. Dr. Murray, you spoke to him from Cleveland Hospital. He said, you have the cancer of the breast. Am I right, sister? She said, yes, you're right. Do you live on 54 Oxford Street? Say, yes, sir. Say, therefore, in the name, he doesn't lay hands, he doesn't do anything. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Amen. And that's it. There's nothing fantastic, but you see, but the moment he starts prophesying and that angel is beside him, everybody wakes up. All those who have been sleeping, all those who have been dozing, you know, those who use spiritual Valium 10, we suddenly get up. Because if, as though he's reading a scroll, he said, somebody asked him and said, Brother Braham, how are you able to know all these things with details? He said, every time the Lord begins to speak to me about a person, he said, it's as though I am standing in front of a wall. In front of a wall. There's a wall in front of me. And this person is on the other side. He says, so every time I'm able to stretch my neck in faith, I see something else about the person. Then I stretch, you know, for those of us who used to climb, you know, fences in those days, he said, every time I try to stretch my neck a little more, then I will see something again, and I'll keep seeing until I'm tired. That's a dangerous realm. But he prophesied not just through the anointing of the prophet, but through the ministry of angels. He had a prophetic angel assigned to him. All right? And this can come in several ways. All right? For instance, among other things, and please, this is not about me. This is not about me, you know. I'm just trying to give an example. There are certain levels of ministry that the Lord will bring me into, and I would, my eyes will open, and I will see these huge eagles. They begin to soar over the church and the assembly. And then I know that the prophetic eagles, the angels, they are here. These are angelic beings these are prophetic mantles, angels that come when we are about to engage in spiritual warfare. They want to take away the shame of people. They want to deal with serpents. You see, these are very strong operations. At other times, I just see them, they're coming in and they are holding glass vessels, you know, very big vessels filled with oil. And I know the anointing of the Spirit is about to be poured forth. Angels always follow our ministry, whether you know it or not. But you must know how to cooperate with them. If not, you may struggle. You won't know why what God is doing. You'll just realize that, okay, yeah, maybe God didn't want two things, but you may not. You should be able to cooperate. You should know when they are in, and you should know when they've gone. Let me just give you one or two because of time. Three keys that you could deploy that could enhance the manifestation and operation of angelic ministry in your assignment. And the first key is that you must give yourself completely, wholly to the service of God. Because the angels of God are also servants. They are servants. And they go in the direction of kingdom service. So you must give yourself to the service of God completely. Not because somebody is encouraging you, or not because somebody is praising you. You do it because this is your heart. You must have a heart for God that the heavens cannot deny. Secondly, you must walk in the fear of the Lord. You must walk in the fear of the Lord. The scripture says in the book of Psalm 34:7, it said, the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear the Lord and delivers them. The angels of the Lord encamps. To encamp means what's the word now? To form a garrison, they form a specific edge around those who fear the Lord. This key of the fear of the Lord is one of the strongest keys to activate angelic ministry. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and the king, that's Psalms chapter 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, by the day after, the king came and Daniel told him, he said, the Lord sent his angel to shut the mouth of the lions. The Lord shut the mouth of the lions by sending his angels there. Listen to me. If you can hear me now, I can guarantee you, you have more than one angel working in your life already. There are angels that will follow you by reason of the fact that you are a child of God. There are angels that will follow you because of the ministry that has been committed into your hands. So make no mistake about it. You are protected. You are heavily guided. You are heavily guarded. Glory to God. Walking in the fear of the Lord, Jesus, our Lord says, put it this way. He said, I do the things that always please him. He said, if I want, I can ask the Father and he will send legion of angels. That's what Jesus said. You must desire this operation in your ministry, that prophetic angels will walk with you. And that when they are around, the Lord should give you the grace to know they are there and to know how to cooperate with what they are doing. And I prophesy, that realm is open over you in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are trusting the Lord, that realm, the angelic realm, is opened over you. In the name of Jesus, your ministry will be fully supported by God's messengers. And sometimes you will receive the grace to see them and to cooperate with them. As Mary received an angel and she was guided, you will be guided. Hallelujah. We do not follow signs and wonders. Signs and wonders follow us. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, because angels are sent forth to minister for us, you will begin to enjoy angelic assistance. And wherever you turn, you shall be guided and you shall be guarded through the ministry of angels to the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.